Awesome Swan Lee, and that is for you, Jesse, then there's Peter.
Oh, wow. Hey, everyone. My name is Jesse, and I'm an alcoholic. I'd like to thank Jessica for asking me to be the 10-minute speaker for today. I have never spoken, so bear with me. I'm going to just be honest and truthful and share about my experience. So I'm going to share what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. So I was born in 1975 into a family where drugs and alcohol and violence was our family's creed. My family was very big into biker gangs, and if you were sober, they didn't really want anything to do with you. So my father, he was a neglectful alcoholic. He spent most of his time avoiding the issues in the household, and my mother was a very abusive alcoholic addict. And so she spent a lot of time just beating on us while my father turned the other cheek. By the time I was 14, I had been in 16 different foster home placements. At 14, I had had enough, and I petitioned the courts to have my parents' rights taken away from them, and I won. So I had my parents' rights taken away because I didn't want a life like that. And I made three promises to myself. One, I will never be an alcoholic. Two, I will never be an addict. And three, I will never abuse my child. I did keep one of those promises. So I was in foster care until I was 18 years old, and then at 18, I had aged out of the system. I had nowhere to go at the time, so I went to live with my brother and his girlfriend who lived in another town. This was going to be a new world for me because my brother was a huge partier, and he was very, very well known in the town. And so there were parties every night at his house, and there was tons of booze and tons of other little treats. And so that's how I was introduced to King Alcohol. So the first time I got drunk, I loved what alcohol did for me. I loved the feeling, and I decided I wanted it every day. So I started drinking every day. So after work, I would go home to my brother's house, and I would drink until I passed out. So during this time, I had met my girlfriend, and we were dating, and about 2 years later, my daughter was born. So I made a commitment. I'm going to be the best dad that I can be. But at the time, I was an alcoholic, and I didn't even know it. I was getting drunk every day after work, and alcohol was more important than being a very active father. We were together about 1 year, and then we separated, and her mother went to Washington to be with family, and took my daughter with her, and I decided I'm going to move to Hollywood and find out who I am. And if you're going to find out anything about yourself, it's going to be in Hollywood. So I went to Hollywood to find myself, and I found vodka. Because in Hollywood, they want to keep you in those bars and playing their little slot games, and they have well drink hours, and that's how I found vodka. So I got in a relationship, and my partner didn't care anything about me drinking and was comfortable with me being an alcoholic. And at the time, we made really good money, so I could afford every single night go get plastered, take a cab home. This went on for about 7 years of me just getting drunk. And me and my partner, we separated. My partner found someone younger and someone less boozed out. And I started going more into the bar scene, and my alcoholism was getting really bad, and then meth was introduced to my life, and things got really bad for about a year and a half. So that kept going on, and finally I saw where my life was going, and I saw the way things were going around me, and I needed a change. I was 29 years old, and I decided I'm going to move to Santa Maria because my family's in Santa Maria, and that's a really small city, And I'm sure they don't have any problems with alcohol and meth in that city. Yes, and so I moved here and found out that that is a pastime hobby of this town. So I learned quickly. So my addiction, it didn't stop. It started going stronger and more drinking. And I got into another relationship and got into a job that I wanted to make a career and decided that I'm going to leave drugs behind me and I'm going to be a specialist and focus on alcohol. So I just focused on alcohol. So I was drinking about 1 to 2 pints of vodka every day after work. And if you've had a 211, to me they're weak. I had about 4 of them every day, along with the vodka. So I felt like because I was going to work and I was paying my bills, that my drinking wasn't really a problem. I would go to work, come home, sit on the couch, get drunk, not move from that spot until it was time to either pee or pass out. So, So it came to a point where I was drinking all this time and my daughter that had not been in my life suddenly was in my life, but now she wasn't one anymore, she was 16. So 15 years of drinking had passed. My daughter moved in with me and I learned that she was autistic with behavioral problems and no parent would be able to control her, especially an alcoholic. So I put her in a 24-hour treatment facility to get her help. At just about that time, my brother had just came out of prison after an 8-year sentence. And I decided, well, come to my house and I'll show you how to live responsibly. So he would get a secondhand view of alcoholism. So my brother came and lived with me, and while he was living with me, a life-changing crime happened to my daughter while she was gone, and it escalated my drinking to a new level because I wanted to cover up emotions, and I didn't want to feel anything. And so I was drinking more and more and trying to cover that pain, and while I was doing that, my brother accidentally overdosed in my home. And my drinking went from heavy to supersonic. And I didn't want to feel anything. So I just started drinking and drinking. And then over the next 7 months, one of my best friends passed away and my mother passed away on top of all of it. So all I wanted to do is just kill everything and just drink. So finally, after about a year, I started seeing that, man, my health is going downhill, my liver hurts, every time I bend it hurts, I'm starting to have health problems, everyone's always telling me I look like crap, and of course we all use the same alcohol problem. Oh, I didn't sleep very well last night, and I think I caught something from a customer, and so I had every excuse to cover up my alcoholism, but then I started seeing I do have a problem, and you know, at the same time, my daughter's in this 24-hour care facility, and I know it's not a permanent solution, and she's going to be coming home. Well, she can't come home to an alcoholic, so I have to fix this. So I tried quitting drinking. I tried my best, and I couldn't. I would try, and I would be able to quit for 1 day, and then drink for 2 weeks, and then try for 1 day, and then drink for a month. And I couldn't do it on my own, and finally, one day I went to the liquor store and I had just got a brand new car and was drunk and needed more booze and backed into somebody and went home and I woke up that morning and I was sick and my liver was hurting and I had to call into work because I was throwing up and my vehicle was damaged and that is what was the turning point for me. That I just saw that I was about to lose my freedom, my license, my job, my health, everything. So I came in these rooms very damaged and very sick and with a lot of shame. There was a lot of shame behind my drinking because I wasn't someone that was living on the street and I wasn't someone that didn't have a job and, you know, that wasn't the case for me, but because I had these things, it didn't make my alcoholism any less. It just, my bottom was different than other people's. So I came in and I saw everyone laughing and having a great time and it was really, really difficult seeing everyone so happy, but I wanted what you had. So I came in and I listened and I did what people told me. I washed coffee cups, even though I hated that with a passion. And I talked to people that have time, like Sarah and like Billy, and listened to what they have to say. And today I stand before you. My daughter lives with me. I am an excellent father. I don't drink. She will never see me drink. And today I have 7 months and 9 days sober with the help of this program. And if you're new and struggling and you know that you have a problem drinking and you can't really quit, put yourself in the program. Find a reason to quit. If it's your children, if it's a family member, or if it's just for yourself, find something that's going to be a goal for you to change your life. And if I can quit drinking, you can quit drinking. Trust me. And I just want to thank you for letting me tell you my story. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.